Once the adverse childhood experiences survey was conducted, looking at health-related data for the people that they had interviewed, they found that the people who had the highest number of adverse childhood experiences, they asked about 10, so people who had higher ACEs, were much more likely than people with zero ACEs to have many more health difficulties throughout the course of their lifetimes. And what was stunning was that people with 6 or more were found to live 20 years fewer than people with zero ACEs. And in fact, ACEs, when you look at the population attributable risk to having adverse childhood experiences, that ACEs having adverse childhood experiences or having endured them was responsible for 65% of alcoholism, 21% of not being able to sleep right, 59% of emotional problems, 67% of suicide attempts, 41% of chronic depression, 78% of IV drug use. And, you know, the findings go on and on. This is an incredibly prolific study that was done by Kaiser Permanente and the Center for Disease Control. And it cannot be overestimated how important it is to think about what people go through in their day-to-day lives.